a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
98 KUPD. This is pretty cool. We got a we got special guests in the room. We had Slash earlier today, and now Scott Brubaker, a name you probably have heard before in this city, a couple of times, in various different reasons. The police blotter, and occasionally over there with the Diamondbacks.
And there is a priest in town named Scott Brubaker.
Is there really?
Yeah, we used to go to the same dentist, so I'd call and make an appointment, and the receptionist would be like, "Is this Father Brubaker?" Well, I am a father, but not.
You can call me daddy. Well, that's interesting. So, and he stayed clean, so you didn't have that hanging out.
No, they relocated him.
Did they get rid of him?
Yeah.
Now, did they ask you to move at one point?
I actually left Arizona for 6 years, so maybe.
Maybe you were relocated. All right, I'm not going to get into that. That sounds filthy. But Scott, is the you are the team president of something new that's happening here in the city, which is kind of cool. The Arizona Hotshots are going to be a new football team, professional football team, right here in Arizona, and they're playing over at Sun Devil Stadium starting right after the Super Bowl. But you guys are getting everything rolling right now. Tell me about the Arizona Hotshots.
So the Alliance Arizona announced our team here in Phoenix in March. So our league is founded by Charlie Ebersole and Bill Polian, and we've built our football operation from a league standpoint and our league business operation kind of not under the cover of darkness, but really getting a lot of things in play before we get the local teams really rolling. So I started here 6 weeks ago. We were still the Alliance Arizona, and now as of this morning, we've announced our name, the Arizona Hotshots. Our logo is with the Pulaskis and we will be kind of honoring and respecting all first responders, but the Hotshots, these 100. Groups of 20 guys who run into fires.
Yeah,
the tip of the spear in the forest fire world that we live in every year. These guys are sort of indicative of how we want to build our football team.
You want teams to be named after heroes and giants and that's a monumental
bravery,
thing.
Yeah. Selflessness.
Just
running into that pile.
And it's kind of cool because you think about as a Steeler fan, you think about why they're called that.
Right,
and you go back to 1933, and the steel industry being so big in that region, the Steelers made tons of sense, and they don't do that with teams anymore. They try to do it regional, but they don't do anything neat like to honor actual people like the Granite Mountain guys up north and all the hotshot
crews. Like the Bengals making those beautiful bracelets.
That's right.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, well known for its tiger population.
I know what's going on here. You're doing this to C-block Vince McMahon.
Yes.
Is that why this is happening?
The answer was yes, and you can move on.
The Alliance of American Football is our standalone professional sports league.
Professional
football league that plays in the spring.
Brew. Well played.
Excellent.
Well, I have one thing to say about the Alliance, as Vince McMahon.
We start the week after the Super Bowl.
This is great. And this is a deal where how many teams are in it?
So there's 8 teams.
Okay.
We're partner teams. We're competing on the field, but we're in an alliance. So all 8 teams are owned by the league, owned by the alliance. We're in San Diego.
Okay.
San Antonio, Salt Lake City, and Phoenix in the west, and then Birmingham, Atlanta, Memphis, and Orlando in the east. Great coaching names, Steve Spurrier in Orlando, Mike Martz in San Diego. Of course, our guy Rick Neuheisel is I think, the best of the best. Mike Riley in San Antonio, Dennis Erickson in Salt Lake City, and then me being a Bears guy, Mike Singletary in Memphis.
Is that right?
Really, really great coaching names.
This is huge.
And, yeah.
So you got all these guys here, and it's a lot of NFL people, and it's not that you are you're not competing by any stretch with the NFL, as you are taking guys who are almost NFL ready. And it's almost it's competitive by its own standard, but these guys are ready to go to the NFL at any moment.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's just
all the
be
guys that don't fit the roster at the time when they got to trim it down.
Yeah, so exactly. there's like you said, there's probably 17 guys per squad that don't make it, that could make it in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are fascinating. First of all, in no way, shape, or form are we competing with the NFL. Over the last few decades, that's, I think, a mistake a lot of these leagues made is they tried to compete and sort of poke that bear, and that's just doesn't make any sense.
The big bear.
a big bear. So we're not competing with the NFL, but you know, the numbers are really compelling. So there's, you know, over 70,000, you know, college football players, you know, who are still ready to play.
Right.
There's 1,750 NFL jobs. So the numbers are there. And if there's, you know, 12 or 15 guys in camp that get cut out of camp, each NFL camp, most GMs will tell you those guys can play the game at the NFL level, but there's just a number of, you know, variety of reasons why they don't make the team.
Right.
Injuries or depth of position or somebody's not quite ready. I think a great example, and I don't know if we've signed him or not, but is I love Hard Knocks. I think it's a great show.
Yeah.
And the tight end, Kajust.
Yeah, awfully close.
He is I would think, and I don't know if we signed or not, so yeah. I can't say, but he's that type of guy, is the perfect guy
right.
for the Alliance. So there's 1,750 NFL jobs. We will have the next best 600 players out of 70,000.
Right.
So we're not going to see Kurt Warner or anybody like that on.
Yeah, you're
Arizona.
Not going to. Wouldn't
well,
that
I think Kurt probably decided he's done.
But if he said yes, you'd put him on the field. If he wanted to be a hot shot, that's
Brenda
sales.
Says get on the field.
Yeah.
He's
let's say Brenda spends all Kurt's money and he calls you.
We'd find a place for.
That's right, you would. Right there behind the center.
I mean, she has that welding iron at the
end. Yeah. Oh, man. You know.
Yeah. So you get going right after, and what is different about this league, the AAF, than the NFL that makes you guys kind of almost look like this is almost the test for the future of the way football is going to look?
Yeah, I mean, there's we've talked about the players, right? And the NFL really, you know, those 12 to 15 guys that get cut out of camp, the NFL really wants those guys to keep playing the game.
Yeah.
You know, most of them, they get cut out of camp, and some of them get picked up by practice squads. A few get signed at Canada, but for the most part, they've got to kind of go home and make a living
and wait,
and then they get in the weight room and they do their workouts and things, but they can't really, they're not playing football.
Right.
Offensive linemen, we talked about this earlier, offensive linemen in particular, you know, they need to go, you know, play live football to keep their feet, you know, well and their bodies in shape, et cetera. So we provide that. So we're a supplement to the NFL. We keep the next best players playing the game.
Right.
They sign 3-year contracts with us for $250,000, so they get to make a living at it.
Yeah.
We incentivize our players to be, you know, active on social media, to be involved in the community.
Now, are all the players going to get the same money?
Yes, it's a standard.
You're
going to
end up with Le'Veon Bell messes on your hands.
No,
everybody gets the same deal
with incentives.
With incentives,
right?
And they get released from their contract with us if they get signed by an NFL team.
Oh, there you go.
So
it's an attempt, almost a minor league at a different time. Like it's like if the minor leagues played during the winter, it's almost a winter league of football.
Yeah, the Alliance. We're our own particular league.
Yeah,
but we don't have a formal or business relationship with the NFL. But they're fully in support of what we're doing, just for the reasons we talked about. I think they'll be looking at us to, you know, perhaps test new rules, things they're considering, or developing officials,
right?
And developing marketplaces, right? Yeah. So we're in 8 cities, but only 2 of them are NFL cities.
Yeah.
We have an expansion plan. It's not set in stone. We very well may have the same 8 teams going next year and the third year, but. You know, there's a chance to really explore, you know, different opportunities for professional football. And you know what? John, you're a freaking Steelers guy forever.
Oh, yeah.
This is an NFL country. There's 75 million NFL fans. And when the Super Bowl ends, 30 million of them stop. They don't follow another sport.
Yeah, they don't do anything else.
So we, boom, hit right the next week.
They like football.
We say our first snap is the week after the Super Bowl because we're not having kickoff. So another rule.
How does that work?
Change. You get the ball on the 35.
Everybody starts on the 35. Is that right?
Yeah. Get the ball on the 35 and you let her rip. So we'll have kickers and we'll also no extra points, no kicking extra points.
Right.
So everything will be 2-point conversion. We'll still have a spot for kickers because there'll be field goals. We'll never take that out of the game. But,
right.
The overtime or the onside kick rule is different. There is no onside kick because we don't have kickoffs.
Right.
I'm a little confused as to what Bill Polian has put into play, but it's a funny. You get the ball on the 40, or you get the ball at 4th and 10. If you score and you want to, you're in a situation where you normally look to do an onside kick.
Right.
You get the ball on the 45, I believe, at 4th and 10. And if you convert and make a first down,
you keep going.
You keep going.
Interesting.
That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. I kind of like that.
Onside kicks.
They've destroyed onside kicks. Those are over.
They're brutal.
Because the way they line up.
Well, we don't have kickoffs anyhow.
Right. You're
even if we did, we would do that. So that's another interesting way for us to kind of keep progressing in the game. And
I liked what you said earlier, too. No helmets and guys are allowed to carry shivs.
Exactly.
It's really an interesting idea. I think that's going to make
fans love it. Well, a lot of people said you want to eliminate head injuries, take the helmet away.
I agree with that.
So you know what? We're going to go.
Yeah, let's do it. So you guys, do you have like a team shop or a website people can take a look at your stuff?
Sure.
First?
So our website, there's two different ones. It's AAF.com, and you can connect into our Arizona Hotshots site, or you can do Arizona-hotshots.com. We are taking deposits for season tickets, so get on there and get on board. We're going to play at Sun Devil Stadium. Our capacity will be in the low 30s, so we'll have a real intimate
And you're selling gear. Setting. See, now the cool thing about this is, like, I'm into that. Now, the Memphis Express, who's the L.A. Express in the USFL, if I remember correctly? I remember all that nonsense.
Might have been.
The Stallions were the Birmingham Stallions. I like that. But Fleet, who's Fleet? Isn't that a
Fleet is San Diego.
That's a gastrointestinal disorder. That is not.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, that's
you were on WebMD.
Well, I spend a lot of time there. If you look like me, you're like, what is wrong with me?
Those are all diseases.
Yeah, they're every one of them.
Every name.
The San Diego Fleet, which of course
for the Navy,
strong naval.
I get it now, but it didn't.
Yeah,
you know, my first thought is not that because I do spend a lot of time being worried about my health. I've checked into some recent I like it.
Legends, that's very cocky, isn't it?
Yeah. Who are the Legends?
Atlanta Legends.
Atlanta.
So,
man.
They're playing off, of course, lots of sports legends.
John Legend.
Karen, yeah. Of course, Martin Luther King on down the line. So
they got the Legends.
With the crown.
So and the King, I like great. That. And the Iron, who was that?
That's Birmingham.
Birmingham
so that's,
Iron.
In honor of the Iron
ironing plant. They had a lot of ladies who used iron. A lot of
iron
they,
man.
Yeah, a lot of people used iron.
The dry cleaning industry was
massive.
A little known fact that it started in Birmingham.
Yeah,
oh,
people didn't know.
How awesome
that.
Would that be?
Used to be known for you'd send all your dry cleaning there.
But the cool thing is, so the league, the alliance owns all eight teams, and so all of the names and logos were developed by our league marketing department.
Okay, that's cool.
So we have obviously eight different logos and eight different color schemes, but the essential look is the same and is pretty consistent.
Yeah.
We haven't seen our uniform looks yet. I'm really excited to see that. I love our colors.
You're green and gold.
Green and orange and gold.
Yeah.
So the green and gold is kind of the indicative of the firefighter, the Hotshots uniforms.
Right.
They wear those as they dive into forest fires.
Yeah.
How deep are you going? Is there going to be like a cheer squad, mascot? All that stuff.
Brady's asking because you know he loves
about, we're thinking about dusting off Drew and Byron.
Drew Haybet is coming back.
Byron, I'm not sure where he is.
How about Drew Firefighter?
Drew Firefighter. As far as cheerleaders go.
That's what you want.
Overweight firefighter.
An overweight mid-50s hot shot. That really represents what
we'll
you guys are
lumpy,
after.
Like a lump of coal.
Brady would be great at that. Yeah, so it's great, though. I think it's kind of cool, and I think it's time that football had its kind of a – I want to say farm system, but somewhere that these guys can go work and be competitive without, you know, being in some silly play league, you know?
Yeah. It's a great opportunity to keep guys playing. And you know, there's less kids, you know, playing. And, you know, it's typically sixth grade is where they start and tackle football, and there's less kids playing. So we need to really expand the depth.
Right.
Of the professional football player, this allows guys, you know, another 600 or 700 guys to stay in the game and continue to chase that dream to play in the NFL. So our football will be tremendous.
Yeah.
And another great thing, so we'll have four games a week. So there's only eight teams, so four games a week. And all four games will be streamed for free on our AAF app.
Cool.
So we'll be on CBS for our opening game. The league.
Right.
We're not sure who will be playing that yet, as well as our championship game. There'll be some other kind of regional and local television, but all four games a week will be on our AAF app stream for free. There'll be real-time fantasy, real-time gaming as we unfold a bunch of capabilities of the app over the next couple of years. I don't know if we'll have real-time slot machines. But you never know.
Really?
You know, they see his
me
eyes.
A little bit. Hello.
Just lit up.
I'm ready to go. Now, Scott, are you going to be the type of team president, like a Steinbrenner type, or if coaches are flying in and out of this place?
Turnover City.
Yeah, I've been known to be a hatchet guy. Yeah.
Well, you know, you're wearing them. Like, your logo is the hatchet.
He's already got them on.
Real easy graphic to start knocking
heads. These are Pulaskis. Let's use
them. All right. Okay. You're a Pulaski-wielding team president. Yeah, are you pretty easy going? You let the GM handle the show?
I'm going to stay out of the football.
Okay.
When I was with the Diamondbacks, I stayed out of the baseball as much as possible.
And they won World Championships.
Even though that year I was deeply involved in the baseball in 2001.
Yeah, was the year you pulled it all
together. Yeah, that was the year you decided to get involved.
Decided the marketing guy needs to be a little bit more involved in on the field stuff. So.
And look where that got him.
Yeah, exactly.
Big trophy.
I felt like George Costanza, you know, coaching Derek Jeter and hitting. So, but no, I'll stay out of the football. I love football. I think it's fascinating. I've worked in arena football for a number of years, but
you're here to sell it, man.
Professional football. I'm really involved. I'm really excited to learn more of the intricacies of the game.
So, well, there you go. Well, it's kind of a cool thing to be on the ground floor of this. Yeah. The Arizona Hotshots get going just after the Super Bowl, like February 12th, probably something like that.
February 9th.
Okay.
Its schedule is still being put together, but we'll have 10 total games, 5 home games, and, hopefully a couple more and, bring home the Alliance Championship.
Fantastic. I learned a thing this morning that kind of just dawned on me. Were you comfortable during the interview? Was everything all right? I tend to
Hannah or
Hannah was a little, but this show tends to make people a little bit uncomfortable.
No, I feel good.
You're all right.
I feel like it's back to the Brew VC years.
We used to sell stuff all the time. Somebody told me because we talked to Slash earlier, and I talked to the Guns N' Roses manager from years ago, and he told me last night, I'm like, what do you got on Slash that I can use? And he's an Englishman, and he always calls everybody darling. And he said, darling, all you need to know is Slash's hung. And so I told Slash that, and the interview, you could hear him relax. I think with every guest, I'm just going to say, I know somebody who knows about you down south, and they say you're very well endowed. Thanks for coming. It puts everybody at ease. And Brady's told me that about you.
Yeah.
So anyways, the Alliance of American Football, the Hot Shots,
it usually works. It usually
first snap February 9th.
Not as relaxed. Not as relaxed.
Well, I figured that would – who doesn't want to be in an interview where that's in there? Please, guys, stop about my – anyway. Thanks for coming in, Scott. It's always a pleasure. Scott Brubaker, team president of your Arizona Hotshots, which will start in February, and pretty awesome. And it's a great logo, too. I like that. Very cool. So it gets going in February. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me.
The AAF, it's a thing, and it's happening here.
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.